Yo, it's your boy Aaron B from the SLA and Chill podcast. You listen to Texas Made 3115. You listen to the realest. You mess around, learn something. Peace.
The crazy one. Welcome, everyone. It's the crazy one. Look, got some things to get off my chest. Now, it's one thing to talk to somebody a certain way, and it's one thing to make jokes about things that you know can really press a button with someone, that someone like myself that has PTSD, you know. But for some reason, some people like to just keep pressing that button. You know what I'm saying? Like, why are you just sitting there tapping on this button? Because if when you press it fully, I'm going to snap on you. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like what's happening with America and Iran right now. Iran keeps tapping on this button. Now they don't fully press it. And, you know, yeah, they're about to get their butts torn up for real, because you don't just woken a sleeping giant. You know, that's just kind of like with me with my PTSD. If you keep joking with me about stuff that, you know, I kind of feel like you low key trying to come at me with it, you know, I'm gonna wake up on you. You know, I take meds for this stuff for a reason, so I don't spaz on people. I don't care who you are. I don't care if you coming at me in a weird way, and I let you know that you coming at me a weird way, and you keep pressing that. Oh, I'm done talking with you. I'm gonna let you know what's up. You know, and it's just like, why? If you know what I'm about, then why keep going at me that way? To me, you not helping me. You only enforcing me in ways that, you know, I'm a snap. I don't care if we family, friends, or whatever. Once I snap, I don't see you as anything anymore. You know, I basically see red and I'm going straight for your head. Simple as that. So, that being said, we could be buddy buddy friends, all that, family, yeah, let's keep it like that, you know. But it's been said a lot of things. When you have PTSD, you start learning your triggers. I'm at the stage where I'm really starting to see what really triggers me, and I noticed one of my main triggers is someone trying to define me with another person. No. What you see with Charles Smith is what you see with Charles Smith. You know, I don't compare myself to anybody. You know, I may say we're similar in ways, but you know, ultimately, I'm the one and only Charles Smith. You know, that's how it's gonna be. I don't let any other man or woman define who I am. What you see is what you get. And I'm not gonna compare myself to other people. Nope, that's irrelevant to living life. Because if you constantly comparing yourself to people, you're never gonna grow within yourself. And that's what I'm learning daily. No, that's not something that's easy either, because I've always grown up knowing that, okay, you're this, Charles, but you're not quite that person. You know, feel what I'm saying? Like, I'm doing me, but I'm comparing myself to somebody else and their achievements, but I'm not doing it for myself. So in that instance, I haven't fully gain who I am as a person. So I'm never going to prosper or prevail over anything. I'm not going to grow. You know? So now, right now, I'm growing because I know who I am. I know where I've been. I know where I came from. But I know who I am now. And I'm growing. And I'm growing. But it's always someone or just some people that like to press buttons, which triggers me. And then when I explain to them, it seems like they hear me, but they not really receiving what I'm saying. So they continue to press that button. I wouldn't say completely press it, but they, you know, they tapping on this button. Because if they fully press that button, I'm on your ass. Because I've already warned you not to come at me certain ways. But you know what? It is what it is. I pray about it all the time, the Lord, to keep my mind at peace. You know, I'm not perfect with it. Some days I want to just snap off, you know, and that shit's hard. But you know, I keep my mental state like balanced so I can grow. And growing within myself is probably one of the hardest things I've done since I've been out of the military. Living this civilian world is really difficult. The transition is not as easy as I thought it was gonna be. But you know what? I'm gonna make it. I'm going to make it. Whew, man. Yeah, I just had to get that off my chest, everybody. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's the crazy one, and I'm coming back for a little bit more. I'm gonna take a little break, get me something to drink, you know what I'm saying? But I'll see y'all back in a few minutes. All right.
What's up, y'all? This is your man, Kendrick, representing Kendrick Sports Talk out of Northern Arizona. I wanted to show some love to my man, Charles, Texas Made 3115, the crazy one. Keep it crazy, brother. Kendrick out.
Ooh, man. I'm back, everybody. I had to take that little break. I was starting to see myself get a little hyped up, which is not a good thing, because when I get hyped up, I really start just rambling off the wall on things. But like I say, I'm growing. I'm learning myself. You know, it's been a great road, a path, an adjustment to becoming a civilian again. More so mentally. Physically, I'm pretty okay with that. But yeah, like I was saying in the first little part or segment, it's just one of those things that when people don't understand you or what you have been through, then they can't really understand where you're coming from. But if you tell them, you know, inform them how to, like, basically talk to you, you know, then they'll get a better response from you. But you always have that select few that like to really push that fine line. And I could probably speak for any vet out there that's listening. It doesn't take much to get us going. You know, once you pass that threshold and you cross that line, it's over. From that point on, we don't see you as anybody. All we see you as is a straight enemy. And from that point on, you are an enemy to us. And that's it. You just at mercy. because you have some vets that's very violent. They might just knock you out, you know, choke slam the shit out of you because they done blacked out for about a good 5 minutes and done beat your head in. And then you have the ones who silently will find a way to, like, really hurt you. You know, I'm not saying this will happen, but someone could, they can straight up just, you know, follow you to your house, run up in your house, why you there, catch you slipping, you wouldn't even know, done hit you from a distance. You know, it's just, it can, so many things can happen, man. I just say, understand when you're talking to someone, and especially a vet, just understand, if they give you like a warning or like things that triggers them and they don't like, don't keep speaking on that. You can't, because then you're gonna put yourself in harm's way. Simple as that. No one wants to be in harm's way, and 9 times out of 10 a veteran doesn't want to hurt anybody. But if you push their triggers, at any given time, they can just spaz out on you. I know I say that word spaz out a lot, but it's true. I live it every day. And majority of us vets, we take meds for this. So to anybody, if you got a veteran friend from any branch of the military, you know, it can't even, not even just a vet, man, just someone that you know that has PTSD in general, and they've become to know their triggers, and they tell you what triggers them, but you insist on pushing that or pressing that button to trigger them because you think it's a game, it's funny, just know the consequences that come after that. You did it to yourself. Simple as that. You did it to yourself. You know, I'm growing within myself. I'm learning how to really, you know, maintain control of what triggers me. You know, and the thing is, once you really get to that point where you can control your triggers ahead of time, even though you know someone just hit your trigger, but you know how to just pump your brakes on it. That's where I'm trying to get. I'm not quite there yet. I'm getting there. And any vet and every vet that I've talked to, or people I've talked to that has PTSD, say the same thing. Like, they want to get to that point where they can be like, okay, that's one of my triggers. Let me back off. You know, let me step away from what just happened so I can relax, calm myself. It's not as easy as people think, especially for vets. You know, we go through a lot. We've been through a lot. We done seen a lot. I'm not going to touch all the details on that. I'm not going to get into that, because war stories are not things that we really like talking about, because it really hits home with a lot of things. You know, so I'm not going to get deep into that. But for anyone and everyone that's listening, just know, if someone with PTSD tells you that what you're saying is one of their triggers, or don't speak to me in that way, they're warning you or letting you know or informing you that they could be triggered by what you're saying. So can you respect me for telling you that? Because after a while, if you keep pushing that, then whatever happens after that, hey, that's it. you know, you just gotta be, you gotta be patient, man. Gotta be patient and aware, being aware of what you say and how you say it to someone. Because you don't know what they're going through. That could be anybody, but especially people with PTSD and especially vets that have PTSD. You know, I love all my SLA network brothers. You know, I'm gonna tell them, they know my triggers. You know what I'm saying? As long as, hey, I'll let you know. I know we family. I'm not gonna mess with you, man. But I've already told you what triggers me, this and that. Just know, man, I will walk away from any one of y'all before I went crazy. That's how much respect I have for everyone. And it's real hard to walk away from things that you know that's triggering you to really fire off at somebody. But that's all about that going back to growing. Growing within yourself. That's the main goal. Growing within yourself. Just remember that, everybody. Growing within yourself to understand yourself, you will become a better version of yourself. Remember that. Hey, it's the crazy one. Catch y'all on the next episode.